they allow us to think big, right? They allow us to say, yes, I can become a CEO of a Fortune 500 company because a woman did it.
Welcome to Tech Talks, hosted by myself, David Savage, and powered by Nash Squared. On today's show, we are talking to the co-founders of AWS Cloud Women, Laura and Chiara. But before that, and before that interview, I am joined by Amber Harrison. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. I'm good. I had a few tech issues this morning, Dave, as you know. Well, we've kind of battled through it together, but yeah, all good besides that. Thanks.
I feel like when we're recording, actually on International Women's Day, talking about women in technology, that somehow technology conspiring against us to try and keep you off the podcast is almost like a reflection of the uphill battle fought by women to have kind of an equal voice in the industry. But
wow.
We've got there.
Yeah, Dave, I mean, you put a powerful spin on that. I thought it was just a few, you know, technical glitches this morning, but actually, you're right. Maybe there's more to it than that. But yeah, It was a bit of an issue, but we got there. That's the main thing. So we're here.
We are. And look, thank you for taking the time. Today's interview, it's quite an easy one. It's a little bit longer than our usual interviews. I think that's possibly in part because we've got two speakers, two co-founders of AWS Cloud Women. And also, it's a really important topic to talk through. Just very quickly, Amber, according to the stats from AWS themselves, these are the ones that they give during the interview, 28% of women in technology, broadly in line with what we think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
22% of those women in senior roles, okay?
Right, okay.
Guess how many percentage-wise there are women in cloud technology roles?
Oh, goodness. Having worked, I know this is a really kind of, you know, a further removed way of looking at it, but having worked some of these types of jobs, I imagine it's at such a small percent. I'd say like 4%, 3 to 4%.
Well, thankfully, it's not quite that bad,
oh,
but
really?
It is
okay,
significantly okay. Down on that 28%. So if there's 28% women in tech, it's 14% women in cloud.
Right, okay. I mean, it's better than I thought, but in the grand scheme of things, I mean, that's still, you know, a long way to go. It's pretty far off, isn't it?
It's bad. And I think that we should put that in context with our own research, because the DLR talks about technologies that have the most investment in from the board. And for a number of years now, what technology has been the most invested in?
Cloud.
Cloud. So the fact that cloud is the most heavily invested technology, the cloud is so instrumental to everything that our industry does, the fact that there are literally half as many women participating in cloud as there are in technology more generally speaks volumes to the distance that we still have to go to try and reach a truly inclusive, certainly from a gender perspective, an inclusive industry.
No, absolutely. And I think with a lot of you know, sort of migrations or sort of transitions over to the cloud, a lot of that is, well, obviously a lot of it's kind of tech related and tech based, the sort of the move, but a lot of it's kind of like a cultural change and a mindset change as well. So I feel like with that, you need a lot of kind of different perspectives to be able to sort of to help with that movement and then transition and getting people on board and getting people sort of, you know, people are very sort of stuck in their ways. You need sort of, yeah, different voices to be able to come in and sort of help with that. So, you know, if that's just men doing that and you know, largely populated by men sort of helping with that, I mean, yeah, you just need sort of different voices and everybody coming in to sort of to help with that movement. So yeah, like I say, long way to go on that front.
Let me ask you another quick question then. As it is International Women's Day today, as we're recording, and this will be going out very, very shortly, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
Oh, that's a great question. Do you know what? And I don't think I've ever been asked anything like this, actually. Because I know it's widely sort of represented, but I don't think I've ever looked at it as like me as an individual and what, you know, how it kind of resonates with me personally. I think it's just looking at the sort of strong females around me and seeing how I've been inspired by them, and yeah, just celebrating those powerful women, whether it's in like the company, whether it's like, you know, my like family or friends, or, you know, sort of peers, mentors, whoever it may be. But yeah, people who just inspire me to kind of not sit back and not be in the shadows and not hide myself, but actually just sort of say, no, I'm here and I have a voice as well, and I should, you know, we should be at the table. And just like a day of kind of celebration, not something to be glossed over, not a sort of flashy kind of marketing thing that goes out on people's LinkedIns and, you know, they just sort of say it for the sake of it. I think it's actually, you know, the journey and the evolution and the progress that's kind of been made already, and like how far we want to keep going with that as well.
Well, look, I hope that when people listen to today's interview, those kind of sentiments are echoed. I mean, personally, I think they are, but we will leave that for you to determine. Amber, we're not going to jump back afterwards after the interview. As I said, it's a longer one. So thank you for taking the time to join me for this intro preceding it. But yeah, we'll hear from the founders of AWS Cloud Women now. And to everyone out there, if you are a woman in our industry, and sod it, it's not just about technology. International Women's Day is just about women more generally in society and the world. If you're celebrating International Women's Day or observing it in some way, then I hope that those events, those actions go well. I hope they move the needle. Amber, thank you for your time.
That's all right. Thank you.
On today's recording, I'm joined by Hara and Laura, both from Amazon Web Services and co-founders of Amazon Web Services Cloud Women. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for having us. We're pretty excited to be here.
Are you both joining from the UK or not? Laura, I know you're based in the UK. Hara, where are you based?
Yes, I'm based in London as well, in the UK.
Perfect. Where are you both from originally? Because there's definitely an international flavour that you're bringing to Cloud Women, which I think is great that it's not just kind of a UK-centric view, I suppose.
I come from Greece originally, but I have been in the UK now for 10 years.
And I'm originally from Colombia, South America, and I've been in the UK for a little bit more than 4 years.
Before we get into anything else, do you just want to talk a little bit about AWS Cloud Women and what you're trying to do?
Yes, hi. So maybe we'll give a short introduction as well. So I'm Hara, and I am a Solution Architect Manager at Amazon Web Services. I have co-founded with Laura the AWS Cloud Women community. This is a community that it is external facing. It started from AWS employees such as ourselves, but we offer it to the wide audience, and our mission is to bridge the digital gaps that we have and we see in the cloud space in order for women to feel inspired and try a career in cloud.
So I'm Laura. I am as well a Solution Architect Manager in AWS. I've been in AWS for over 6 years, and as woman in tech, I've been the only woman in the room for so many times, from university and then sitting in customers' offices and then in my team. And then it feels a little bit hunting and it feels lonely. So eventually we decided to create this space for women who are actually pursuing a career in tech to come together. And we gave the flavor of cloud, because tech is quite broad. So we wanted to actually give it the flavor of women who are working in cloud and come to this community and find a space to network, to grow their skills and so on.
Just very quickly, you touch on there that quite often you are the only woman in the room, and that's been through education and then into a work setting. I suppose when you don't have a community around you, the power that community then has when you do becomes all the more stark. Why is community so important, do you think, to helping women navigate the industry? And also, I suppose, education, going back before that.
Being the only woman is a little bit lonely and hunting. And sometimes it's difficult to navigate certain situations as the only woman in tech. And I think that the power of a community is to find somebody who has been through similar challenges, somebody who maybe is going through motherhood, something that is unique for women, or somebody who has been somehow felt a minority or discriminated for some different aspects of the gender, and being able to express those feelings and share learnings and eventually find the way to move forward. And that's the power of the communities, where you find that friend that actually has gone through something similar, but also is willing to share their experiences and help you to move forward in your career. I think that's the power of a community of women in tech. Then, of course, we have how we share knowledge and how we advance our soft skills, technical skills, and so on, which is very important. But specifically, the woman bit is what makes it unique, is the fact that we're providing a space for women to actually share their unique experiences in workplace, at home, and maybe in education, while they're going for in education.
So I agree with everything Laura has just described. I also feel that the community helps with the representation problem, just because of the fact that when you go into your employer, when you go into your university and you find yourself being a minority, it does not help a lot with your self-esteem. It does not help a lot with seeing yourself as doing that as part of your identity. So I feel that if you have a community and you see those many women that join that community and they come from all different walks of life and they are coming from all these kind of different roles, it helps you feel identified, I guess, and gives you kind of empowerment to move forward and find that strength to progress your career in tech, not feeling that you are an outlier.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because, look, as a white, cisgendered, you know, fairly privileged male, like I would think about the challenges perhaps that a woman would face in the workplace, and I might be able to guess at some of those challenges, like you talked about pregnancy and how you kind of deal with that in a work setting. But I suppose communities might offer up solutions that are less obvious. Is there anything that kind of in those conversations surprises you, that other women, the challenges that they're facing, but the solutions that they're finding that make you go, ah, that's an interesting way of looking at that I hadn't even really considered?
Definitely. I think that the diversity of thought, it's, and in general, not only gender diversity, but diversity in general is something that brings a lot of different thoughts and a lot of different points of view to the conversation. So eventually, yes, that's one of the powers of our community as well, to see what others are thinking, learning from completely different experiences and so on.
Go on.
Now, yeah, from my perspective, you touched on maternity, and I think that was quite revealing for me personally, because I went into Amazon Web Services. My hiring process actually was when I was finishing my maternity. I was trying to find people that were in the same position to understand how it works if you are with a very little child in your home. I could not find that. And that was one of the reasons of why did I think a community was necessary. But then you go into that community and there are many people that have done that before, and they can give you their perspective of how to navigate that maternity and workplace and being in a world that not many women and mothers are present. And it helped me a lot to find my own fit again and feel confident about my abilities and not be hindered by what is happening in my personal life.
Role models are something that we often talk about when it comes to women in tech. And I know that both of you absolutely would advocate that the role of a female role model is incredibly important. What is a role model, though? Because it's tempting to assume that it's, there's someone successful, yeah, we can look up to, that's a role model. But I don't think it's quite that straightforward, right? What do you perceive as being a role model within those communities that really help?
For me, a role model is somebody that kind of showcases success, of course, but also kind of embodies similar values to yours. And they are ahead of you in your career, usually. And they have achieved things that you thought that might not be possible before listening to them. But they are also very, I find that, humble and also practical about the advice and the guidance they are giving to other people that surround them.
I would add that for me, any woman who has been through a career in tech and probably is a little bit more advanced than others can be a role model for somebody who is in an earlier path. And as Hara said, it's showing that it's possible, that thing that you thought was completely unthinkable, then yes, you can go and achieve it because somebody else achieved it as well. And then we have different stages, but also seeing a woman CEO in tech or seeing a VP in a large tech organization, actually, those type of leaders are very important as well because they allow us to think big, right? They allow us to say, yes, I can become a CEO of a Fortune 500 company because a woman did it. And it's important as well that we open, we put role models in all the different stages of people in their careers because we need very, very high role models like CEOs, but we also need role models who somebody who's been for 3 years in their in tech and they have navigated their first, their second job and so on, and they can help others. So that's the idea of the community as well, that we put people on the stage to tell their stories and inspire others.
I think in part what you're saying will inform and answer elements of this next question, but why have you chosen to build a particular style of community that you've built? Why is it external and not just a kind of an internal community? And how did you go about that process of thinking, right, what should this look like?
Yeah, so again, we're going from that representation matters and going back to having people from all stages of life and showcasing their stories. It goes to the saying, you cannot be what you cannot see. So we want to showcase, we wanted to show to the people in the public what different women have done in the tech industry. You asked about internal versus external. Just to say that in Amazon Web Services, we are part of Amazon and we are a very big organization. And there are those internal networks that help us employees internally to build that community of Amazonians. But we also thought that there is expertise and there are great people that would be valuable to showcase to the community. What are the steps they took to advance their career? What are the skills that they needed eventually to break into a career in cloud? And we started those events very broad because we wanted to see what is the interest, what is the audience like. And the primary focus was to knowledge share and to network. And there we found that there was a lot of appetite from women from all different kinds of organization and from all different stages of seniority that had something to benefit out of what we were giving in those events in the community.
And it's also linked to our mission, which is close the gender gap of women getting a cloud job. So some of the things that we realize is that the woman in tech gap it's quite big, but the woman in cloud gap is getting wider. So because we tend to have more women in tech roles like developers, like systems administrators and so on. But when we talk to the cloud and it's still relatively a new technology, women tends to go less towards the cloud. And that's why we said like, okay, we can actually create a community where we can show everyone that cloud is possible, that there are role models in cloud, and maybe somehow accelerate that path for them to move towards a job in cloud.
Lara, let's put some meat on the bones there, because you talk a little bit about that gap getting bigger. Are there any statistics that can just kind of emphasize how much of a challenge this is? Because broadly speaking, when we talk about women in tech, you kind of find that people talk about anything between kind of 15 and 25%. But what does it look like when we're talking about cloud?
When we talk about tech in general, it depends on where you look at the data as well. But when you look at the report of tech talent in the UK, 28% of tech workers are gender minorities. So pretty much any any woman and men, only 28% of women. And when we talk about senior roles, even the gap, it's even bigger, because 22% of senior tech roles are held by gender minorities. However, when we talk about clouds, it's even lower. So when we talk about cloud, it's lower than 20% of the amount of gender diversity that we have in the, for tech workers in the UK.
I think, as Laura said, I think it almost halves to 14% when we talk about specifically cloud industry. And as we go also into more senior roles, that becomes even less, which is also a problem on that representation topic we discussed.
How does the community actually work? I appreciate that, well, I know that you've got live events and you kind of bring people together, and that might be AWS, that might be at other companies' premises, but obviously not everyone can necessarily get to physical events. How have you tried to kind of structure it so that it engages as many people as possible, and I suppose in different mediums?
So effectively, we started with in-person events in London, where we are based, and we are partnering with our customers for those live events, because they also have very important diversity and inclusion programs, and we wanted to give stages to their employees as well to share their journeys and their stories. We have started scaling when we saw the appetite through doing also technical workshops. We have this year started also in the north of England, because we feel that the in-person connection is important for the networking of the people that join these events. And we are slowly starting to scale the community as well in other countries of Europe, for example, the Netherlands, France, Spain, etc.
And mentorship is something that in particular you feel adds a lot of value. I've been a mentor and a mentee within my own organization, and sometimes we can kind of get a bit confused between coaching and mentoring and so on. How do you think mentoring in particular helps in this setting, and what does it mean to the community?
So we also have run a mentorship program, and I'll tell you in a second. But the idea of mentor is the idea of passing the knowledge and maybe helping to accelerate that path, right? And we're looking for women who actually maybe want to jump into the first cloud job, or women who actually want to do a completely career shift, and somebody who has been through that path, somebody who has experience, can actually pass that knowledge. And in these specific examples, it can be very, very haunting to actually move from zero to one, and having somebody who answers questions constantly, somebody who guide you the way, somebody who can recommend resources, tools, people, could be like a huge game changer for this woman. So we actually ran our first mentorship program last year. We opened it to any woman in the community out there, and we got some AWS mentors. At the end, we had more than 100 pairings, so mentor-mentees, and it runs for 3 months, where we were actually kind of helping them and keeping track of how things were going and so on. But after, and we only did it for 3 months, is because what we can't manage as a community and the admin behind it. But many of these mentorships continue, because we understand that 3 months might not be enough. So many of these mentorships continue, and we're just starting to promote our next one, which will start in mid-March.
And are most of those, are they conducted in person, or are they remote? I imagine it might be a bit of a blend, but
I think most of them are virtual, but some of mm-hmm. them have been as well in person. But most of the people that when we ran the first one was in the UK. Now we are maybe opening it a little bit wider to the whole EMEA.
And if you don't mind me asking, just to understand, is the mentor aspect just within AWS, or again, does that mirror the whole community, which is external? Therefore, you know, if there was a woman in tech in an external organization, could they be mentored by another woman in another organization who are both members of the community? Or
so for the time being, the mentors come from Amazon Web Services, and the mentors come from the community. In the future, we do have plans to extend that because, as you very correctly said, there are many women in other organizations that could make excellent mentors. For the time being, because we are in our first steps of the mentorship journey, we are getting only mentors from our own organization.
And I'll add that we're also open to allies. So we have many men mentoring women, and we welcome any help from any gender as long as we're helping a woman to change their career. Yes, it's fine.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I think most of our mentors were allies in the last cohort, which was excellent to see the support that they gave.
And look, in terms of, I suppose, that community piece, that broader community piece, how are collaborations and partnerships helping the community and helping that journey?
The first element of our collaborations was with our AWS customers and partners. We bring them on the journey with us. So we have partnered with very big organizations such as Deliveroo, Monzo Bank, from public sector organizations. And this was the end partners of AWS, such as, for example, PwC. In the future, and as we go, we are also including other kind of communities that have similar missions and similar audiences to help amplify the message, because there are elements that they do that we might not cover. So,
sorry to jump in when you say that. Other meaning outside of technology or?
No, not necessarily outside of technology. But for example, we have partnered in the past with the AWS user group, which is obviously much wider than what we do. Their focus is a bit different because it focuses solely on technology and on AWS use cases and how these are implemented within different organizations. But we have partnered for them for that element, that aspect of our mission, which is to bring the digital skills into our audience.
Look, we've talked a lot about the work that you're doing and how you're growing that community, what kind of form it takes, who's involved. Where do people start? Let's tackle first of all, how might they get involved in your community? And that might be that they're listening from any given industry, any given other organization, and they might kind of go, yep, this sounds like something I'd like to be involved in. So how do they do that? But equally, if they wanted to start something in their own organization, what advice might you offer based on your experiences?
So if they want to get started with our community, they can find us in the LinkedIn as AWS Cloud Woman UK. It's really easy to find. Then just follow us and make sure to turn on your notifications, because we will be sharing every single event in there. You can also follow Hara in LinkedIn or follow me, and maybe we'll send the details, so you'll find it in the description. But with organizations and what's happening is that many organizations have the will to actually help the communities and people out there, but they don't necessarily know how. And that's one of the things that Hara mentioned, that we are partnering with some of our AWS customers to help them through this journey and help them maybe get started on how they can build some, not their own community, but maybe reuse their communities existing to promote their brands, promote the technology, the certifications, the tools, and so on. And that would be my first advice for any company that wants to start maybe helping the gender diversity in tech. And it's about partnering with so many different communities. We're one, but there are many, many there that actually take sponsorship from customers, and they can run some boot camps, hands-on certifications, and so on to help women in their journey. That would be one of my first advices.
And from my perspective as well, if for people that are listening and want to do something similar within their organization, for me, it all starts with having a clear mission on what are you trying to achieve. That is number one. And a list of goals that are realistic and those are the ones that you're going to go after. As a second step, it would be to gather around you all those people within the organization that have the same kind of ambitions and have the will to help you out in that community. Because without having that working group and the allies, it's going to be hard to actually make something that will have a tangible impact.
Look, the two of you are prime examples of diverse voices, you know, adding a lot to your community, different backgrounds, possibly different education, but obviously with this shared goal. When you look at the work of the community so far, what examples can you talk about openly that give you real kind of pride and harden your commitment that it's doing the right stuff?
So there are anecdotes, right? When we have the events, there are many people approaching us and sharing things and wins and things that they have inspired them. I personally had a couple of ladies that came and they were working in a totally different industry. And they said, out of coming through the events and talking to people, they actually took a leap of faith, got certified in AWS and actually landed their first job as tech consultants. And although, you know, I've heard a couple of them doing it, it's not a big number to showcase here, but it is very gratifying to hear, even if it comes from a couple of people.
I also have another story, which is we run an event. I think, David, you were in that event where we promote the Restart, which is one of our programs to help any diverse, actually anyone, to restart their career if they have had a break and so on. And I was really pleased after that event that a couple of women that came to me and they decided to jump into this program and they were actually training themselves with this organization. So actually opening that door and just being the voice amplifier of those programs and see that somebody's actually taking advantage is something that makes me proud.
And as we stand today, how big is the community, just out of interest?
So we have in the UK alone more than 2,100 people, as I checked last night.
Amazing.
And as I said, we're also establishing the communities in other geos. So, for example, in Netherlands, they launched the community this like 2 weeks ago with their first event. And we are close to doing the same in a couple of more countries.
Well, look, it's amazing to hear that it's thriving, that it's growing as we speak. No doubt by the time this goes out, it'll be quite a bit bigger by the sounds of it. But look, amazing. Well done to both of you. I hope that it continues to go from strength to strength.
Thank you very much.
Tech Talks is hosted and edited by David Savage. It is produced by Nash Squared. And we have special thanks to Lemzy for supplying music to this show.